this is one of those interviews that I just have dreamed of doing over and over again, and probably one of my true idols in the world, and one of those guys, if you know anything about bass fishing and know anything about just fishing period, the Hall of Fame fisherman, Mr. Bass, the Bass Boss, Ray Scott. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Terry. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ray. Hey, I tell you what, there's a little news that's coming out. Matter of fact, I just got my copy in the mail today. New book.
Yeah.
The Bass Boss.
Oh, yep. Very proud of Bass Boss.
Well, tell me a little bit about how it originated.
Well, I've had, for the last 3 to 4 years, I've had different people approach me on doing the biography. Not just the last 10 years, but a story of my life and the good fortune that I've had building the Bass organization. And I finally found a guy that I've known really for 30 years named Robert Boyle. He's a 40-year veteran with the Sports Illustrated magazine. The book is 365 pages. It's just literally within the last week it's come off the presses. And it's a fascinating, and I must say that, even though I'm the subject, it's a fascinating story of a rags-to-riches scenario of a guy that's from Alabama that turned a hobby into a multi-billion dollar industry.
Well, you certainly did that, and it wasn't too long ago. You know, you look at the days when you started this, an insurance salesman kind of came out and said, hey, I love bass fishing. I'm going to do something about it, didn't you?
Well, that's about the way it was. I was at the time working with an Indiana insurance company representing them in four states in the South, and this thing hit me like a spiritual bolt of lightning, and literally just, it's difficult to explain, but it started out small. It was like the wind caught the sail and off it went. Slowly but surely, we crept out and became a very formidable part of fishing. And the stories about how things happened, like catch and release and like the Bassmasters Classic and how the tournament took place and how Bill Dance came on the scene and how Roland Martin came on the scene and all those other guys that we look at now as modern-day heroes.
Well, they certainly are, and a couple stories that you talk about in the book that I got to get to just today, one about Bill Dance catching that first fish at Beaver Lake was kind of a highlight.
Well, that's right, and a lot of people in your existing audience don't realize it, but we had a guy, about the sixth or seventh tournament I held was in South Georgia, won by a guy from Belleville, Illinois. Joe Verbeck.
Right.
Joe Verbeck's still around. I saw him at a show up in the up that part of the world, I guess back 6 months ago. But it's been a heck of a story, and the book is out, and I hope that we pre-sold, I think 17,000 have been pre-sold before the darn thing came out. And I don't know whether that qualifies as a bestseller, but it's certainly a guy that likes fishing or has an interest in fishing. How this whole industry happens, it's a darn good read. I think you'll agree when you read it.
Well, one of the things I think that's unique about what you've done, Ray, is the fact that you've taken so many, you've been an innovator in so many different areas, catch and release and the tournament rules, the way the rules are set up, and the fact that you really have made the rules so it's cheat-proof for the most part. Now, guys will always try, but you've always made it so that it's been very, very difficult for that. And the following with some of the things that you've done in the Bass Angler Sportsman Society is unsurpassed.
Well, I'm very proud of that because if we couldn't control the cheating, I mean, we have nothing. And we had one story in the book tells about a guy who tried to beat the system. We caught him, failed him, and crucified him. But it's a lot of things in there that people don't know. You see a person, it's a one-dimension face, but this gets into under the skin. It tells about who these people are and how they came about, the Forest Woods, and the guys like Earl Bentz, Bill Dance, Roland Martin. The lineup goes on and on. Incredible stories. It became a weaving of personalities that made this whole thing become not just a success story for me, but a success story for America.
Well, it certainly has. You look back, and I look through some of those pictures today, and there's George Bush and Bill Clinton and all those famous people that you read about and see in the news every day, and they're right along somebody, and boy, they love the outdoors, don't they?
Well, they do. It's a great escape, and only in the America do we have such an enormous fishery and money and time to pursue it. So it's just a blessing, and my timing was good, I think, and I think the future fishing for us all, it will be very, very great the next 10, 15 years.
Well, as we speak here, we're getting ready to go to the Bassmaster Classic, and I know you're going to be down there, and probably in a different capacity. Last year it was a little bit different, not being up there on that stage, I'm sure, but you're now doing a lot of promotional work for a lot of good companies.
Well, I am. A lot of people don't understand. I sold this company back about 12 years ago and stayed on as a contract, kind of locked in a closet. And I enjoyed every minute of it. Still enjoy it. I love Bass. I love the ownership and the management and the people that make Bass. But I wanted to be more creative. So I really resigned the relationship so I could represent some of the great companies that I've watched develop over the years, including Triton Boats and Mercury Outboards and Motor Guide and another company. You'll laugh when I tell you this, but an incredible company that most people don't even know exists. It's a little company called Suspended Life Preserver.
Right.
Inflatable life preserver. And my Lord, there are 1,000 people in America dying this year because they don't have a life preserver they wear.
Yeah, they're hard to fish out of, some of them. And this one in particular, you can fish all day, and it really isn't like you even have anything on.
No, that's right. And it's but these companies I'm working with, and I have some others I'll be talking with this next week, next few months, these are fun companies. These are great success stories themselves, and I'm still very close to the Bass Company and the staff, and, of course, all the pros. I have constant contact with those guys. I'll tell you this, New Orleans is a long way from your part of the world, but if anybody can get away, it comes to New Orleans. What a place to have a Bassmaster Classic.
Boy, right there in the Superdome, the World Series, I guess, or the Super Bowl of bass fishing for this one. It's a unique venue because you're kind of going out into some waters that you can get lost in.
Oh, the guys will be lost for several years. But that, if you get over and find your way over to Interstate 65, it's not a stoplight till you get to the French Quarter. No, really, you come right down. You come a 2 miles, 2 miles by my house on the way south, and I think those guys up there, that fishermen should get in the car, like 3 or 4 or 5 days off, and head south. And you can do it nonstop. And it's just New Orleans. New Orleans is like taking a trip to another country. Absolutely. If you haven't been to New Orleans, a lot of people haven't. Most people haven't. It's just an absolute visit to another nation.
Well, it's got the greatest food, doesn't it?
Oh, man, I tell you what. It's incredible. The whole stop. We put 23,000 people in Birmingham, Alabama. They don't have anything there but a zoo. New Orleans is, it's turning every direction, and there's excitement. And we'll be there. We'll be at the show. There's about 10 acres of displays, plus, of course, the classic tournament itself with a heck of a show. And Earl Bentz and all of my friends will be there. We're having some great parties. And, by the way, we're having a breakfast. I hope you'll schedule will allow you to come. If not, to the breakfast, come to one of my dinners.
Well, I know you've got some great friends down there, some of the best friends I've got in the world. Ann Lewis, who now has joined your staff.
Right.
And what a fine individual she is. I'm looking forward to seeing you both down there, Ray. Any direction on how I can get this book?
Yeah, I'm not selling this book initially through Barnes & Noble and through the regular book channel. The best way to buy it is just simply call my toll-free number. I know nobody's got a pencil, but if they find a pen or pencil, the number is 1-800-518-7222. Or just simply call the Bass organization and ask for Ray Scott's number, and they'll give it to you there. But 1-800-518-7222 will get me and my staff, and we won't be available for the book next week. Tomorrow we will. They can place an order tomorrow, but after that we're all headed for New Orleans.
Well, I want to make sure also you've got a web page, www.rayscott.net, that you can also go through and get that book. And it's a fine-looking book, Ray, that's got your picture on the front of it. And I appreciate you being with me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much, and I look forward to being with you in New Orleans.
We'll look forward to it, too, and thanks a lot.